Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry Messings. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
I want you to take your Bibles and turn to the book of Acts chapter 1 and verse 3, and I'll speak to you about many infallible proofs. Thank God for this Easter time, for this Passover time. And you know, when we look at the Lord Jesus, you wonder how it is that after his resurrection, he dwelt amongst us for another 40 days. He didn't go straight to heaven. I don't know about you, but if I had won that great victory, I'll go straight to heaven. Amen. But the Bible says that he dwelt amongst us for another 40 days. Why did he do that? Why did he dwell amongst us for another 40 days after his resurrection? So that his disciples can believe. So that people can be completely convinced that he is risen from the dead. Amen. Are you in Acts chapter 1 verse 3? I'm just going to read this. Don't turn there. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 13. But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty and our faith is also empty. But thank God our faith is full. Thank God our preaching has substance. Amen. Because he's risen from the dead. And he made it known with many infallible proofs. Acts chapter 1 verse 3. To whom Jesus also presented himself alive after his suffering. By many infallible proofs. Being seen by them during 40 days. And speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. We thank you, Spirit of God, that you reveal truth today, that you establish the power of these truths, and that you move on this congregation in a mighty way today. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Thank God for the resurrection. Because he's risen, we are risen. Hallelujah. When Jesus rose from the dead, he established it with many proofs. I remember of how the Bible says on that first day when he is risen, of course, he appeared to Mary Magdalene and the others. And then the Bible says that same day in the evening, he appears to the 11 and he shows himself to them as the one risen from the dead. And the Bible says he breathes on them and says to them, receive the Holy Ghost. And that's the day that the disciples got born again. Amen. But thank God, he revealed through many infallible proofs. It is important to the Lord Jesus that we know and that the world knows that he's risen from the dead. Amen. Oh, I tell you what. He showed many proofs. The first proof was that day that he came out of the grave. Hallelujah. The Bible says they came to the grave and an angel rolled the stone away, not so that Jesus can come out. He'd already risen. He rolled the stone away so they can go in, so they can see he is not there. Hallelujah. Oh, I would have loved to be there to see those soldiers shaking in their boots. Amen. To see that mighty testimony. I would have loved to be there 8 days later when Jesus suddenly walks through the door while the disciples are sitting there, because Thomas was not there the first day. And yet Jesus comes through the wall and he appears and he says to Thomas, reach your finger here, Thomas, and look at my hands. Reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing. And Thomas answered and said to him, my Lord and my God. The Bible says he showed infallible proofs. In other words, proofs that cannot be denied. Amen. Absolute truth. And, you know, even when I look at Thomas here, I'm reminded how important it is to be in church. Because the first time Jesus appeared, Thomas was not there. And it took him another 8 days of unbelief before he saw Jesus. But thank God, Jesus appeared to him as well. And I'm sure that Thomas, in those 8 days, was sticking as close as he can to the disciples. Amen. Because they had told him that we had seen the Lord. And he said, well, I won't believe that till I see him. And he's sticking close to them in case, you know, in case the Lord's going to appear to them again. So he can also be there. Amen. Hallelujah. And Jesus reveals himself to them. He meets with them. And Thomas sees him. And he says, my Lord and my God. Hallelujah. I would have loved to be there when Jesus met with his disciples on the Sea of Galilee. on the shores of Galilee. The Bible says Jesus told them, go wait for me. And there they are in Galilee. And Peter decided he's going to go fishing. And the disciples go with him. And they're fishing. I don't bet you, I'd have loved to be on that boat. And sitting there on that boat. And the next moment, there's somebody shouting from the side. Little children, have you caught anything? And they say, no, no, we haven't. And he said, throw your net on the right side. And they throw the net on the right side, and suddenly there's such a haul of fish that they just cannot contain it. Amen. And John the Beloved recognizes it's Jesus. And he says to Peter, it's the Master. He recognized this miracle work can only be the hand of the Master. He said, as the Master, and I don't know if you would be like me, put your cloak on, throw yourself in the water. Amen. I think also maybe Peter was he was the compulsive one. He couldn't wait for the boat to get there. He put his cloak and he dived in the water and swam straight for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And he gets to the shore and there's Jesus, and Jesus has got a fire going and he's got some fish on the fire, and he says to Peter, Peter, go fetch some of that fish that you caught. And Peter runs, and just then the disciples are getting to the seashore and he helps them to pull the net in, and it's full of fish, 153 big fish. The Bible says large fish. And he goes, and there they're sitting and they're having a great bra with Jesus, sitting around that fire. Now I ask myself, I'm sure they didn't eat all the fish. Amen. But they were having a great time sitting around that fire and just wondering at Jesus as he sat there with them and ate fish with them. And I wonder what they were talking about. Because it wasn't an instant, it was a bra. It takes time to have a bra. Amen. And spending time there with Jesus, sitting around that campfire. I'd love to be sitting around that campfire as that light, you know, flickers over the faces, and Jesus is talking to his disciples and sitting there in wonderment, looking at him. And he turns to Peter. Peter, the one that had denied him. Maybe Peter's feeling guilty. Maybe Peter's feeling like, I denied him three times. I'm the one that the rooster crowed, and he's feeling unworthy, and he's sitting there. And just watch Jesus as the Master restores the man. He had denied him three times, and Jesus restores him three times. He said, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Amen. He says, yes, Lord. Second time, do you love me? Yes, Lord. He restores Peter completely. Oh, thank God he restores us. Amen. I don't know about you, sometimes I fail him, but thank God he restores me. Hallelujah. And he restores Peter as they sit there and they eat together. And then the Bible says later on, he brings another infallible proof. The Bible says he appears to 500 of them all at the same time. Shows himself. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:5, he appeared to Peter and then to the 12. And then he appeared to about 500 brethren all at once. Hallelujah. And thank God he showed himself alive. And you and I have resurrection life. We have a living Savior. We have a partner in life. Hallelujah. He showed himself alive. Thank God his resurrection. He didn't leave us a religion. He came and showed himself. So he got a relationship. Amen. What did his resurrection do for you? Didn't leave you with a stiff shirt. Amen. And a religious experience. Go to the temple. Go and, you know, make some sacrifices. Burn incense. Light candles. Say 5,000 Hail Marys. Maybe you can reach God because he's far away. No, he's right there with him. He establishes a relationship with him. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. It appears to them. Thank God his resurrection works for you and me. His resurrection is life in you and me. Hallelujah. They tried to hide his resurrection. They didn't want them to know about the resurrection. Religious people don't want the resurrection news out. They paid the soldiers. Keep it quiet. Don't let them know. They wanted nobody to know. but you can't keep the good news. Hallelujah. They tried to hide the good news, and to their alarm and to their sheer disgust, one after another, he's appearing. He's appearing to those on the road to Emmaus. Hallelujah. He's appearing to the disciples. He's appearing to Mary and to the others. Hallelujah. And now he's showing himself, and to their utter horror, they're trying to keep the news down. Here comes Peter and John walking past the gate, beautiful. And there's a man sitting lame from his birth. Hallelujah. And they thought that they can keep the news. They can keep it from happening. Let me tell you, they say to him, silver and gold don't we have? But in the name of Jesus, the resurrected one, the one that's still alive today, I want you to know he's still doing miracles today. Rise up and walk. And suddenly, here he comes, leaping and praising God into the temple, into the midst of those who tried to hide it. Oh, hide it. No, he's right there in their faces. Jesus is alive. He is still the miracle worker. Hallelujah. Here's the infallible proof. Amen. You can't hide it. Let me tell you, you and I are infallible proof. How many of you are proof that Jesus is alive? Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you what, God's done miracles in my life. I know he's done miracles in my wife's life. How many of you can say that you are proof that Jesus is still alive? Amen. Amen. He's a resurrection savior. He's still the same master. Religion wants to keep it quiet. Religion doesn't want the news to get out. They want to assign him to the history books. They want to put him in the past. And if they can't keep him in the past, then they want to put him far away in heaven where you can't reach him. You have to wait one day when you die. Oh, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that'll be. In the meantime, I will suffer and suffer. Jesus not near to me. No, 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 no. They want to put him somewhere where he's unreachable, somewhere where he's far away. But for 40 days, he's amongst them. And he's still the God who rose from the dead. And he's still the miracle worker. And he's still present with the saints. Hallelujah. We don't have to wait for one day. He's near us. He's with us. And he's here today. Our religion wants to make him irrelevant. They want to leave us in a place of despair. They want to place him in a place of powerlessness where you, the church, have got no result. You've got no hope. Jesus is far away, but thank God he's not powerless. He is powerful. Amen. Thank God he's in the midst of his church. He's right here with us. Hallelujah. He's ever present with those who call on his wonderful name. He is Jesus, risen from the dead, present with the saints. Hallelujah. And he's still the same Jesus. He is still the one that calls the fish to swim into the net. He is still the one that causes the lame to walk. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. He is still the one. Cast out devils. Hallelujah. He is still the one that prospers his people. He is risen evidently amongst us. Amen. Thank God he's alive. And I'm a witness. Hallelujah. Your hope is alive. Your master is alive. He's in your midst. He's with you. He's Emmanuel. God with us, hallelujah. God in us, God for us, hallelujah. That same Jesus that rose from the dead dwells in and quickens your mortal body. Glory to God. Jesus is risen, and we are proof of it. You know, the Bible says you speaking the Holy Ghost is proof to unbelievers. Did you know that? 1 Corinthians 14:22. Therefore, tongues are for a sign. Not to those who believe, but to unbelievers. But prophesying is not for unbelievers, but for those who believe. Hallelujah. I'm amazed how many Christians want to prophesy to unbelievers and speak in tongues in church. It's the other way around. the fact that I'm filled with the Holy Ghost is Jesus is alive. Shabra kesege bontamaya. Mosa karabante gresemente. Hallelujah. Somebody speak in tongues. That's evidence that Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said glory. Hallelujah. He's alive and I'm a witness of it. Amen. I'm resurrected in him. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Matthew 18:19. Again, I say to you that if any two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them of my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. There's power in his name. There's authority in his name. He said where two or three, that's where he is. That's where he is right now. Amen. You in this house, he's with you. Hallelujah. He's with you. The Bible says that Jesus, when those two were walking on the road to Emmaus, they're walking and Jesus reveals himself to them. And the Bible says, beginning in the scriptures, he goes right through all the laws, all the books of the laws of Moses, and he reveals himself to them. Oh man, I would have loved to sit and get that Bible lesson. Amen. As he used scripture and reveals to them all things concerning himself. Hallelujah. Your Bible is evidence that he's risen. Hallelujah. This is a holy book. This is an awesome book. Amen. This is a glorious book. It's a mighty book. It's a book anointed by the Holy Ghost. It's a book that when you preach it, the Holy Ghost moves on your words. Hallelujah. It's a live book. Amen. It's a book with power. Amen. Don't ever be ashamed of your Bible. Amen. You know, I remember when I first got saved, people used to say to me, no, leave the Bible, talk to me. And I tried to leave the Bible. I struggled because I have to say the Bible says. Amen. It's the only authority you speak by. If only I'd known then the power of my testimony, that's just as powerful. Amen. Even more so. Thank God through my testimony, I'm a living epistle. Amen. Nobody can deny the power of God in me. Tell your neighbor, look at me. I'm a miracle. Hallelujah. I'm evidence of the resurrection. Hallelujah. And Jesus says, he says, when two or three of you are gathered together, he says, there I am in the very midst of them. Hallelujah. Right here in our midst. If you could see him now, the physical Jesus, you would see him right here now. In our midst, hallelujah, walking amongst us, amen. But thank God we don't see him, but blessed are you who do not believe, do not see, but yet believe. Amen. He's right here in the midst of us, still the miracle working God, still the one that raises the dead, still the one that heals the lame, still the same Jesus, right here in our midst, hallelujah. And his presence and his glory is here, and you can just like that woman, reach out and touch the hem of his garment and receive your healing, receive your blessing, receive the answer of your prayer. He's here. His glory is here. Jesus is in the midst of his people. Amen. You say, Pastor Johnny, how can I grab a hold of his garment? I used to, as a young believer, I said, oh, if only I can grab a hold of his garment. Oh, and he was here, can I grab a hold of his garment? But you know how you grab a hold of his garment? By faith. You believe. You say, thank you, Jesus. You make a faith confession. You touch his garments. He's right here. He's still right here. Peter said, silver and gold do I not have, but in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Rise up and walk. You sitting right there where you're sitting? Jesus is right there. Come on, why don't you close your eyes? Why don't you open your heart? Why don't you grab a hold of him at this moment? He is right there by you. Hallelujah. As your faith reaches out and touches the hem of his garment, he is the resurrection Savior still today. He is still the resurrection and the life. He is still the healing. Hallelujah. And you just make your faith confession. Lord, I believe now, Jesus, you are my healer. I believe you're my provider. I believe you answer my prayer. I believe you're my deliverer. Thank you, Jesus. As you make that confession right now, as he's walking in these aisles and standing there by you, grab a hold of him by faith and let that anointing, let the virtue flow. Let the virtue of God flow over your life. Hallelujah. Shebra Sikena, just for the next few moments, take that touch from him. Hallelujah. Shebra Sikero Dogobosi Mande. Menge Dogobosi Kera Maya. Touch him with your faith. Rushing of a mighty wind. Sambonde. Sogando Bore Bena. His presence and his glory. I sense the anointing and the glory of God. The wonder of a resurrection Savior that came to be amongst his people and for you today. Thank you for your touch, Spirit of God, as each and every one reaches to you. Oh, thank you for your blessed presence. Thank you for the anointing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Like the rushing of a mighty wind. Just stay in that attitude of prayer. Your Spirit is moving in this place. Jesus, touch. Jesus, the compassionate one that loves you and knows the deep desires of your heart. Turn to him. Like the rushing of a mighty wind. Like the rushing of a mighty wind. Thank you, Savior. Come and fill our hearts again. Like the rushing of a mighty wind. He's the I am today. He said, I am he. When those soldiers came and asked him, where's Jesus? He said, I am. They fell over backwards because of the power revealed of his glory. And he's here today. I am resurrected from the dead. I am in the midst of my people. I sense virtue filling this house right now. The glory of God touching your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, his heart shall turn. You just say to him, yes, Jesus, I believe you are. You heal, you touch. Right now, answer every prayer. Like the rushing of a mighty wind. Thank you for your blessing. Like the rushing, let virtue imbibe and fill your being. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let it all overflow. Let it all overflow. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let it all overflow. Let it flow. Let it all. There's virtue in the house. There's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You might be here, say, Pastor Johnny, I just need a touch. I need a fresh touch from God. I've come here and I have a need. I want you to quickly come from where you are, and we're going to lay hands on you in the mighty name of Jesus. His presence and his power is here. You say, I came here today, Pastor Johnny, and I'm desperate for an answer of prayer. I need God to do something in my life. His presence and his glory is here today to heal, whatever's in your heart, touch him today. Thank you for your anointing. Of a mighty, hallelujah. Your struggles are over. Your struggles are over. Like a river, like a river that is overflow.
Like a river that is overflow.
You are resurrected, evidently set forth amongst your people.
Let it all overflow. Let it overflow. Let it overflow.
Name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're the God that cares. In the name of Jesus, touch. Jesus heals you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Leave her. There's something happening. Stay there, sister. Shabando Gorobo Sikinarabaya. Let him complete the operation. In the name of Jesus, I command kidneys be healed, livers be restored. Thank you. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Complete work on the cross. Hallelujah. Sadurobe secure the base of Jesus, be whole, be whole, in the name of Jesus. I just sense an anointing of God today to deliver from a spirit of fruitlessness. How do you know it's that? Because you work hard, you do things, and the results always seem to not come. Even though you complete the work, the results are not there. It's a devil. And in Jesus' name, you're going to be delivered from that spirit of fruitlessness right now. If that's you, stand right where you are. Father, for each and every one of these that stand, I deliver you from the spirit of fruitlessness in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you. I curse your works, devils. Let go of these saints. I bless them. I apply the blood of your redemption. Be free in the name of Jesus. That's it. Be free in the name of Jesus. Be free in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I thank you for an anointing of fruitfulness. And there shall be restoration. Generational restoration. Everything that was kept from you shall be restored sevenfold. In the name of Jesus, a sevenfold restoration. In the name of Jesus, I command it to come forth. Release the angels of God to go and bring in the fruit. And I declare over the righteous, it shall be well with you. You shall eat the fruit of your labor. It shall be abundant. It shall overflow sevenfold. There shall be more than enough. The days of lack are over. In the name of Jesus, I bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's somebody here, you worked and you got fired before you got your salary. Who's that? You don't have to be shy, it's not your fault. Who's it? You worked and you didn't get your salary. In the name of Jesus. God says, I saw that. I don't know why I don't want to put your hand up, but God says, I saw that. And I restore it to you. Hallelujah. I restore it to you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
I feel very strong in my heart for addiction. Because this is a Passover. I want everybody that's got whatever addiction is. Don't worry about who's looking at you. This is God's business. God wants to completely heal you from addiction. So if there's anybody that's got whatever, addiction of cigarette, addiction of alcohol, addiction of porno, addiction of whatever.
If it compels you to stand up. Try to get rid of it, but it just keeps coming back. That spirit is broken today in the name of
Jesus. Yes, in Jesus' name.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Jesus' mighty name.
In the mighty name of Jesus, I come against you. I rebuke you. I cast you out. In the name of Jesus, be free. No more addiction. I break your power. I apply the blood of redemption. I apply the blood of salvation. In the name of Jesus, be free. I bless them. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you,
Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Now fill them with joy. Fill him with joy.
Thank you, Father.
Fill him with your presence and your glory.
Yes, Father.
In Jesus' name. You are free.
Amen. Now what I want
Hallelujah.
Him, now I want him to act on it now.
When you go home,
if it's whatever addiction it is, if it's cigarette addiction, go and get the cigarette out of your house. Don't give it to somebody else. You go and you stamp it in Jesus' name. You stamp that devil because it's a spirit. It's not the cigarette. It's a spirit that comes with the cigarette because it wants to destroy your body. If it's alcohol, you take that bottle, you pour it over. You pour it over because that's what destroys marriages. Amen? And then you take oil. You don't have to call anybody. Because what are we teaching you in this house? That the power is in you. You can take some oil. You anoint your house. You cast that spirit out of your house. You anoint you. That this house is a house of blessing. Blessing dwells in this house. Amen. God bless you.
You know, my wife's not saying destroy that cigarette. Don't give it to somebody else for nothing. Because, you see, the thing is, many times the reason we want to give it to somebody else is because it's still precious. But what you do by breaking it, pouring it down the drain, whatever you do, you're saying it's worthless to me. There is no worth. It's powerful. I remember when I got saved, God delivered me. I was into heavy metal, rock, all that stuff. And I went home, grabbed a hold of my records, and stood there at the dustbin breaking them. And my mother came running. Oh, don't do that. Somebody else can enjoy it. Do I really want somebody else to enjoy a devil? Do I really want somebody else to enjoy that thing? That's why you break it. Because it's worthless. I want you to go home and deal with it as a worthless thing. Amen? It's worthless. Praise God. Jesus has touched me. Everybody ready? Say thank you, Jesus. I've touched them. But yeah, you are present. You are my God. And your blessing rests on me today. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. Now with every head bowed and every eye closed for a moment, Jesus, as I said, is present in this place. In fact, the Bible says the Holy Spirit drew you here to introduce you to Jesus. You say, Pastor Johnny, my life's not right with God. I do not know Jesus as the Lord and Savior of my life. But I want to make right with Him today. Here I am, pray for me. If that's you, I want to pray for you all over this place. Put up your hand. I want to pray for you. Here I am, Pastor Johnny. Pray for me. I need to make right with God. My life's not right with Him. Pray for me. If that's you, quickly, all over this place, you put up your hand. I'm going to pray with you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else? As the Lord is moving you on you and His love is touching you, He's your Savior today. Thank you for these lives, Father. Now, if you've raised your hand, I want you to say, Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. Now, wherever you are, if you raise your hand, quickly stand wherever you are and come down to the front quickly. Those who got their hands raised, don't stay in your seat. Don't stay where you are. Don't just put your hand down. Quickly stand up. Join the others as they come. Come in the name of Jesus. Come from all over. Come. In the name of Jesus. Come on, saints, let's thank God for them. Let's thank God for them. Hallelujah. Come on, let's thank God. Something's happening here today. The kingdom of darkness is losing. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Shall be saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now we're going to pray. Just for a few moments, I want you sitting in congregation, stretch your hands out towards these wonderful folk on the most precious and awesome day of their lives. We bless them, Father, for you've drawn them here for this moment, and your love is poured out on them right now. I want those of you standing in front, say, Lord Jesus, you are the Son of the living God. You are the one that took my sins on yourself and died on that cross. You shed your blood to wash my sins away. And I believe, Jesus, you are the Son of God. Thank you, Father, for hearing my prayer. I receive your Son as my Savior. In the name of Jesus. Devils, let go of me. The world is behind me. I turn my back on it. And I'm free. Lord Jesus, you're my Savior. Thank you now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Be completely free. Thank you. Oh, glory. Woo. Hallelujah. Now fill them with your Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Glory. Today's a new day. We bless you, and we place you under the power and the hand of God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. I bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, this is a wonderful moment. Hallelujah. Amen. Just stay here for a moment. Wonderful Jesus. Come closer, come closer. I want you to know something today. Hallelujah. Just give me your attention for a moment. When you said, Jesus, I receive you as my Savior, He heard you. He loves you. He's for you, He's not against you. He doesn't judge you. He came to save you. And today He wipes your sins as far as the east is from the west. And He makes you clean. He said to His disciples, you are clean by the word that I spoke of you. Be cleansed in the name of Jesus. And from today, you belong to Him. Amen. You're a child of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, once you standing in front, we're going to baptize you now in water, all right? Because Jesus said, repent and be baptized. And you're going to experience the fullness. And on Tuesday night, you're going to come back here. Tuesday night, we've got a special course designed just for you called Walking in Jesus' Footsteps. Amen. And it's free of charge. It's actually an expensive course, but we paid it for you. So you can come. Okay? Come and do that course. And bless you, grow in Christ. Now, Brother Kenny is going to teach you what to do next. Where you need to start reading your Bible. What you need to do. Because you have to build your life in faith now. Now, in Jesus' name, I bind every work of darkness. I render them ineffective against you. And I surround you with the glory and the presence of God. You will not be lost. In Jesus' name. I love you. Jesus loves you.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, you can visit us on our Durban Christian Center Bluff or Wentworth Facebook page, or contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.